This is Dr. Rollington Ferguson dictating cardiology clearance on patient field, FIELD, first name Maria, MARIA, date of birth, July 3rd, 1979, date of evaluation, March 9th, 2026. The referring physician is Dr. Eric Stuffman, the chief complaint, 46-year-old male seen preoperatively for left elbow surgery. The history of present illness. Again, the patient is a 46-year-old male who reports that he was performing his usual work when he felt a pop in his elbow on approximately September 2025 period. He was then evaluated at Concentra, but returned to work, period. He began feeling pain in his shoulder at the time of his accident, period. This had worsened over time, period. He continued also with left elbow pain, period. He subsequently sought medical legal help, period. He had an MRI which revealed pathology, and patient was felt to require surgical intervention, period. At the time of his initial injury, it should be noted, he was throwing boxes on a conveyor belt when he felt a pop in his elbow. He then underwent physical therapy, activity modification, and medication. On January 28, 2026, he had an orthopedic evaluation with Dr. Stephen Powers, PA for left elbow, and reported persistent left elbow pain. The left elbow was noted to be limited in range of motion, in flexion, and extension, period. Palpation tenderness was present over the flexor pronator origin, period. Again, the patient was felt to require surgical intervention, period. He has had no cardiovascular symptoms, period. Specifically, he denies chest pain, orthopnea, or PND. The past medical history includes hypertension, past surgical history, none, medications, none, allergies, none on drug allergies, family history, mother with hypertension, brother with diabetes and hypertension, a sister had hypertension, social history, he reports prior alcohol use, period, he had been using cigarettes, but none in 5 to 6 years. He previously smoked marijuana, but none in 20 years. The review of systems. Constitutional, he has had night sweats. Eyes, he has had visual change. Genitourinary, he has frequency. Psychiatric, he has insomnia, which he states is because of his injury. He further reports nervousness. The physical examination, blood pressure 194/118, pulse 52, respiratory rate 18, height 70 inches, weight 180.6 pounds. In general, he's alert, oriented, and in no acute distress. The remainder of the exam, significant or tendinous palpation involving the left elbow, there is decreased range of motion, period. Data review. ECG demonstrates sinus rhythm 61 beats per minute and otherwise unremarkable, period. The impression, this is a 46-year-old male who suffered an industrial injury to the left elbow, period. He was found to have arthritis of the left elbow, next number, loose body left elbow, next number, medial epicondylitis left elbow, next number, post-traumatic osteoarthritis left elbow. He is now scheduled for a surgical intervention to include left elbow arthroscopic debridement, left elbow arthroscopic removal loose bodies times two, ultrasound-guided flexor pronator origin debridement. The patient is noted to be hypertensive with uncontrolled blood pressure. He has evidence of hypertensive emergency, period. The plan, I have given him amlodipine 10 milligrams in the office. We have also given him a sample of amlodipine. He is to take 2 5-milligram tablets daily. I will recheck his blood pressure in 48-72 hours. Further clearance pending review of his blood pressure. Dr. Rollington Ferguson, ending dictation. Thank you.